The head of the state-funded broadcast network Voice of America has been pushed aside. This is part of an effort to install a conservative and controversial leader in the final days of the Trump administration. VOA is among a handful of government-run networks that together reach hundreds of millions of people across the world. The networks offer the only independent sources of news available in countries controlled by repressive regimes. NPR's David Folkenflik broke this story and joins us this morning. Hey there, David.
Hey, David.
So tell us exactly what's happening here.
Well, yesterday at their regularly scheduled biweekly meeting, U.S. AGM CEO's Michael Pak told the acting head of the Voice of America that he could resign or he would be reassigned back to his earlier role at the broadcaster. Let's be clear. Pak's only been in office since June. This is part of a major pattern. When he came on board, he fired VOA's sister network chiefs, two leaders of Voice of America had already resigned. He purged top agency executives. He accused people of basically creating an open house for espionage by foreign powers. He investigated journalists for what he claimed was rampant anti-Trump bias. His aides tried to have some people drummed out of Voice of America. He denied foreign journalists at VOA visa extensions, forcing them to return home. And thus, the acting head of the VOA that he named, alleged Bibarai, was forced to be put in a position where he had to decide what to do. He largely, not imperfectly, but largely held Michael Pak at bay. He publicly praised the importance of independent journalism, and he never criticized Pak in public directly, walking a fine line until yesterday, where he talked, although never mentioning Pak by name, about the attempts to trample Voice of America's journalistic independence that he said threatened to undermine its hard-won credibility. And he said that some agency officials failed to respect protocols and processes that he considered inviolable.
I mean, this independent reporting, such a rich tradition at VOA. I mean, so who does Pak want in charge instead here?
He wants to install a gentleman by the name of Robert Riley. He's 74. He's an outspoken conservative, served in the Reagan administration. He was a State Department official. He briefly led the Voice of America during the first year of President George W. Bush. He's a defender publicly of Michael Pak on Pak's claims about this so-called Trump-like deep state at Voice of America. And he's also published books critical of Islam and critical of gay rights. And I want to be clear, he wrote a 2015 book called Making Gay Okay, How Rationalizing Homosexual Behavior is Changing Everything. As I reported that last night, that stuck in a craw of a lot of people I heard of over at VOA.
Wow. So is Pak explaining this move at all? Is he commenting on this?
Nope, not to me anyway. Pak and his aides have not commented. I said detailed requests for comment. I based my reporting on interviews with nine highly knowledgeable folks. Understandably, given all that's gone on, they sought anonymity.
So when Joe Biden is inaugurated, I mean, could he just simply fire Riley?
You know, it's trickier than you think. Pak can be replaced, and that's because Trump's administration won a case at the Supreme Court, giving him the authority to remove the heads of other independent agencies. Replacing Riley is ultimately probably doable. It could take a little bit more time, and here's why. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill have been concerned by Pak's actions, lawmakers in both parties, and so they stuck some legislative language in there that looks like it makes a CEO have to go through more bureaucratic hurdles to get it done, to fire the head of one of the networks like Voice of America. Probably ultimately doable, but tricky.
So Michael Pak is going to be a lame duck here. So why do this? What do you think he's up to?
Well, there have been all these firings, and there have been court battles. There have been complaints to inspectors general and other kinds of government watchdogs, and all these fights appear to be continuing in waning days. A couple weeks ago, a federal judge found that Pak had acted unconstitutionally in trying to investigate reporters and journalists at Voice of America for their journalistic decisions. NPR just confirmed that he had hired a former law clerk to Clarence Thomas at an elite law firm to investigate some of his colleagues on the taxpayer dime. That could be a six-figure cost. Pak also had a warm rapport with Justice Thomas in making a documentary on him some years ago. It appears that Pak wants to embed Trump loyalists before he leaves, kind of creating his own inverse deep state.
NPR's David Folkenflik. David, thanks.
You bet.